Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to all of you for being with us. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Our thoughts and prayers, by the way, a colleague, a friend, for many, many years. We've kind of been out of touch in recent years, but I just an incredible broadcaster, friend, struggling with COVID, and the family's asking for prayers and a miracle. And I have been trying to reach out. I cannot get a phone number. I was trying to get, I'm talking about Phil Valentine, who's a talk show host in Nashville. And if anybody that knows how to contact Linda or sweet baby James, please send his brother's number. I've known his brother for years too. And he's just a great guy. I know the media is focused on the fact that, oh, he was an anti-vaxxer. Okay. How about we just pray for somebody that's sick? What did I say about the Democrats from Texas? I don't want anybody getting sick. I don't want anybody to get this thing. And, you know, when this hits people hard, it hits them hard. I have seen the worst of this. I had a friend's brother. I got the text early this morning. I woke up to it. And it's, yeah, my brother just got put on a ventilator at 7 a.m. I'm like, oh, my heart sinks. I've seen the worst of this. This is why that's why I was not against masks, and some of you hated me at the time and said, Hannity, what's wrong with you? And I knew the medical community would rise to the occasion. That's why we spent a lot of time yesterday with these breakthrough cases. All right, now what if you're a breakthrough case and you got the vaccine? Or what if you just decided for whatever reason, maybe you have a rare medical condition, you couldn't get the vaccine, but you get COVID anyway? You know, the therapeutics that nobody wants to talk about, Regeneron is absolutely, positively, and the doctors confirmed this yesterday, the most underutilized therapeutic out there for people that actually get it. And if you're going to treat this, treat it early. All the studies show. And that goes for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. But the Regeneron seems to be the gold standard in this, according to all the medical experts and all the literature that I'm reading. It's getting worse by the day, and it's getting more out of control by the day. Probably the dumbest thing said by anybody to date, you know, is Comrade de Blasio in New York. Unless we want freedom taken away, we need a vaccine mandate. And I'm like, huh? And I mean, seriously? All right. So, you know, this is now where they're going. We'll get to also later, Biden and Psaki take shots at Ron DeSantis, and DeSantis hit him back hard. He says, why don't you do your job? Why don't you get the border secure? And until you do that, I don't really want to hear a blip about anything COVID from you. Thank you very much. How, you know, hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border and none of them are even being checked for COVID. And as we reported yesterday, pretty much the people entering the country that are only processed because they're not enforcing the laws of the land. They've selected not to do that. How they get away with that? Imagine if Trump decided not to enforce laws in this country. They get processed and then they get to pretty much pick what state they want to go to. And then those states, then therefore have to take care of food and shelter and water and healthcare and education and everything in between. It's unbelievable. You know, and it's, and then the lectures from people on the left on COVID, and they don't say a word about the biggest super spreader event of all super spreader events. And that's down at our southern border. You know, Joe Biden's cages for kids overcrowded in the middle of a pandemic. Are you kidding me? You know, you can't make up how bad all of this is. The city of McAllen, Texas, says the federal government now has released over 7,000 COVID positive migrants into their city alone since February, including over 1,500 new infected illegal immigrants in just the last week alone. A local state of disaster in McAllen has been declared, as reported by Fox News' Bill Malusian, who's been down there at the border. He's the one that actually got the drone footage of all the illegal immigrants. You know, it looked like thousands of them under a bridge in close quarters, not social distancing, not everybody wearing a mask. Our investigative reporters, you know, Sarah Carter was down there. She's meeting sick kids and sick families and calling, you know, emergency services because these people making this perilous journey with COVID are dying. I mean, it's transparent. You get any media coverage short of my TV show and a couple of other shows? No. And talk radio? No. Anyway, according to, you know, these new rules in New York, you know, I guess they're afraid of the freedom in Texas and Florida and South Dakota. Remember one of the things that Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota said is, I trust the people of my state. I tell them to be careful. Everybody knows about face masks. Everybody knows about social distancing. Everybody knows that there are three vaccinations available. Everybody knows. What I'm surprised is most people don't know about. I cannot believe how many people, even if I told you some of the people, you'd be shocked. They'd never heard about Regeneron. I had one friend that recently got a breakthrough case besides my best friend. And I said, well, you got to, you know, have you talked to your doctor about an infusion of Regeneron? And he goes, what's that? I'm like, what? I couldn't believe they don't know. Now, we know because we've been interviewing doctor after doctor after doctor, you know, people that are actually have graduated from Harvard Medical School and Yale Medical School and doctors on the front lines that have been dealing with this every day that believe in proactive, not reactive medicines that have been proven right over time. But they took a lot of heat as they were. Again, you fight, as Dr. Oz had said once on many times on this program, you fight with the army you have, not the army you wish you have. You know, well, okay, well, HCQ does no harm, according to the foremost expert in the country, Dr. Daniel Wallace, Cedars-Sinai, largest rheumatoid arthritis and lupus practices in the country, 42 years dispensing HCQ, says, yeah, the risk is nil. Nil. That means zero. No risk. What's the downside then? I mean, for crying out loud, it's so frustrating. Anyway, now it's vaccine mandates. Now it's back to masking indoors. Now it's passports. Now it's draconian shutdowns. According to the new rules, you want to go indoors? You want to go to any gym in New York City? You pretty much want to do anything else? Well, you're going to need to present documents. Okay, I got a quick question. What if you have a rare medical condition? Like a young woman that I interviewed that tried to get a medical exemption after being accepted to BYU Hawaii, and the state wouldn't accept her medical exemption, even though in 2019 she had taken a vaccination that paralyzed her for a month. And her doctor says it's dangerous for her to take it. It's rare, but these conditions do exist. Or what about, for example, if we're going to follow the science, Okay, with your passports. What, now you're going to have to disclose that you have antibodies and that you're following the science of the Cleveland Clinic, a prestigious medical institution that says if you had COVID, you don't need any of the vaccines. Again, are we following science or are we following feelings? We're going to listen to Dr. de Blasio or the Cleveland Clinic. It's not really a hard decision for me. What do we do about, you know, issues involving medical privacy? I really prefer my medical condition to be private. It's nobody's damn business, period. End of sentence. You want to share it with the world? Go ahead. I choose not to. I thought we still lived in a free country. What about doctor-patient confidentiality? Do you care about that? Do you care about constitutional rights? Do you care about liberty? Care about freedom? I do. But not in New York, because if you want to go in and dine indoors, you want to go to a gym, you want to pretty much do anything inside. Even now, they're saying companies, yeah, you won't get vaccinated. They're firing people. They're firing nurses that were on the front lines for the entire time. Even nurses that got COVID trying to save other people that have natural immunity, T-cell immunity. That would be the science of the Cleveland Clinic. But we're not following the science. They only follow the science when it's convenient to follow the science. You know, Democrats insisting, and by the way, the same people that don't want voter ID. That's Jim Crow 2.0. That's Jim Crow for the 21st century. But you better give us, you know, your medical documentation immediately. Oh, okay. I understand how this works. You want to buy a six pack of beer, bottle of wine, maybe a bottle of vodka. Maybe you want a Juul pod like me. Or you want, you're still a smoker. That's your choice. Dumb, but, you know, you're still one. You need picture ID for that, too. By the way, the government makes a fortune off you smoking. So they really don't want it to stop. I guess they make all the money on it. Anyway, so you need an ID now to prove you've been vaccinated. By the way, in New York, and I don't know why the statistic is what it is, in New York City, this is now disproportionately and unfairly will be negatively impacting the African-American community in New York City, because their statistics show only 33% of African-Americans in New York City are vaccinated. That's a low rate. Okay, so does that mean two-thirds of African-Americans can't go to a gym, can't go to a school, can't go to church, can't go to a restaurant in New York? Okay, wouldn't that categorize, isn't that the systemic racism that, you know, people like Comrade de Blasio talk about all the time? You know, all of these different things. New York's vaccine passports, mandated vaccines, you know, I from the very people that have gotten it all wrong, every step of the way. Now we're going to listen to Dr. de Blasio and Dr. Joe Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's not been on the front lines. It's funny how this week they picked up, I said in the media, that he should be fired. I've been saying it forever now. And we gave him the benefit of the doubt for a long time, figuring, all right, he didn't know. Now the emails are pretty clear. He knew about gain of function. He knew coronaviruses were being studied. And he was told on January 31st, 2020, that in fact, it looked like this particular virus, COVID-19, had been manipulated in a lab by a human being. And then a flurry of emails wondering, did we fund that? Well, and then, of course, no, it's the wet market theory. There's a bat in a wet market. Meanwhile, they knew they studied at the Wuhan virology lab coronaviruses. We knew they were involved in gain of function, meaning manipulation of a virus, which he said, even if it creates a pandemic in 2012, he said, even if that happens, it's worth it. That science is worth it. Is it worth it now, Dr. Fauci? How do you feel now? Mask mandates, vaccine mandates in effect for workers in New York, California. Indoor mask mandates reinstated in L.A., San Francisco, D.C., dozens of other cities. Mask mandate. Now they're talking about mass vaccination, mandatory vaccination for the military being reinstated. Federal officials are calling on children as young as 3 to wear masks at all times in school. Colorado ordering children to stay 6 feet apart from each other and practice social distancing. And then you've got this NIH genius, this director of the NIH saying, yeah, parents need to be wearing masks at home. I'm like, huh? Okay, how dumb are you? 800-941-SHAWN, our toll-free telephone number. We got a lot of ground to cover today. We also have the latest on Governor Cuomo and where this is headed. We'll get to that. We'll get a legal analysis. Going to be charged criminally. Dopey comments of Comrade de Blasio that unless we want freedom taken away, we need a vaccine mandate.
Right now, we have to fight COVID like never before. The Delta variant has changed the game. Unless we want to run the risk of going back to restrictions and having our freedom taken away and people losing their jobs again, it's really clear what we have to do. People have to get vaccinated. And we had a long period where it was voluntary. There was incentives. It was compassionate and kind. But now it's time to get a little blunter about the fact that everyone needs to get vaccinated for the good of their family, their community, their country. And a lot of people, I think, are close to that point, but they needed a little more of a push. So here's a clear message. We're saying you want to go and enjoy great restaurants. Amen. You want to go to movie theaters, go to the gym. That's great. We want all that. You got to get vaccinated. You want to work in those places? You got to get vaccinated for the good and the health of everyone around you as well.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's taking away your freedom. Then you got the dopey NIH director. He actually tops the stupidity of de Blasio.
The recommendations
that parents need to wear masks.
The recommendations are for kids under 12 that they avoid being in places where they might get infected, which means recommendations of mask wearing in schools, and that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Let me just follow up
on that. I know that's uncomfortable. I know it seems weird, but it is the best way to protect your kids.
Yeah, he ran that back as quickly as possible because it didn't go over very well. What about the people that worked from home successfully? I told everyone, everybody that works on radio and TV on my team, except for the very, very essential, I need a control room, right? That's it. You want to stay? The people that work on my shows, they work their asses off. I don't care where they work because I know they're doing a great job every day and I trust them. And, you know, I'm going to know in 5 seconds if you're not doing your job. They work harder.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Hannity Show, a thermonuclear MMA assault on fake news. Hannity's on right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. We love having you. So much news to get to today. I will tell you this. So now the NIH director masks at home. Comrade de Blasio, mandatory vaccinations in New York City. Now it's mandatory passports if you want to go pretty much anywhere in New York. People getting fired, even nurses that had COVID, according to the Cleveland Clinic, of course, the science. That would mean you don't need any vaccine, according to that prestigious medical institution. But, you know, science is only good when it's convenient politically for Democrats. And unless you want your freedom taken away, yes, we have a vaccine mandate. Now, it sounds like your freedom's taken away. Anyway, so, you know, and these are the same people, mask at home, you know, now it's mandatory vaccinations. You know, it used to be vax or mask, and now it's vax and mask. I mean, the ever-changing, dizzying standards that they're throwing out there. Now it's mandatory passports. It went from vax to mask to vax and mask to, and vaccine passports and social distancing and every other restrictor, except there's a big exception here. And that's at our southern border, where illegal immigrants are pouring across in record numbers, and we're not even testing them. And they're being dispersed, according to reports. Now they get to pick where they want to move to. And the transportation is paid for by you, the American taxpayer. So our rights are infringed upon while they're inviting hundreds of thousands of people every month. And just processing by not enforcing the laws of the land. Imagine any conservative doesn't enforce the law of the land. Dispersing COVID positive patients. Bill Malusian at Fox, 7,000 in McAllen, Texas alone. Illegal immigrants testing positive for COVID. You know, it's insane. This is now madness. Biden saying Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis are responsible for the spike in COVID cases. No, they're not. No, it would be you, Joe, and it would be Mayorkas, and your borders are Kamala Harris and the rest of the Democratic open borders, New Green Deal socialists that you listen to every single day. You know, it's pretty unbelievable, which, by the way, would explain why the honeymoon is over and Joe's numbers, approval numbers are nosediving. Harvard Harris poll came out that Biden's approval rating now a 10-point drop from June. That's pretty dramatic for even Joe Biden. You know, he's blasted for having called New York Governor Andrew Cuomo the gold standard of leadership. The left wing is absolutely apoplectic that Joe Biden refused to keep in place the eviction moratorium and so on and so forth. You know, by the way, our economy, that's a disaster too. On top of everything, can you think of one thing that Joe Biden has done that has been successful? How's he doing on the borders? How's he doing on inflation? How's he doing on energy? How's he doing on COVID? How's he doing on with Russia and China and Iran and other hostile regimes? I mean, is anyone watching what's going on around the world? Because it certainly seems like the gang that can't shoot straight. I love DeSantis. Why don't you do your job? I don't need your lectures. Why don't you get the border secure, Joe? And until you do that, I really don't want to hear a blip from you about anything. Thank you very much. Oh, and by the way, migrant miners... another July record set at the border. It's the largest influx of illegal immigrants into the country because they're just processing them. Get this. This was, where did I see this? I always like to give the sources. At MSN.com, enough people crossed the border illegally in 2021 to create the 10th largest city in America. Think about that. And none of them have been tested for COVID. Think about that, too. You know, now Governor Abbott has to fire back. A federal judge blocked his executive order on illegal immigrants in these vehicles. Although Joe's now planning on maybe giving the J&J shot to border crossers. And Mayorkas, who needs to also be fired with Fauci and Biden and, of course, Kamala Harris, hopefully in 2024. You know, but they're offering, dangling out amnesty now for people from Venezuela. So I guess we have another influx that we need to start preparing for. I mean, this is just, this is so bad. I can't even find the words to describe it. Now, on the issue of Cuomo, you have all the top Democrats in New York, everyone from Schumer to Gillibrand to Hakeem Jeffries to Gregory Meeks to Tom Suozzi. You know, he's got to resign. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, they're calling on Cuomo to resign in light of this explosive report from the New York State Attorney General. Pattern of sexual harassment, at least 11 current former state female employees. Later on, we'll get into the issue because the Attorney General said it was criminal on a state level and on a federal level. What does that mean? One of the lawyers that led the probe described the governor's office and his behavior as toxic, hostile, abusive, full of fear, intimidation, bully, that he's a bully and vindictive. There's definitely going to be lawsuits for money damages. If you're looking at the actual law, Greg Jarrett will explain it later. He wrote a great column. Under New York's Penal Code Section 130.52, it is a crime to forcibly touch the sexual or other intimate parts of another person against their will. The statute is very specific, identifying groping, fondling as criminal. It's forcible if it's unwanted, and that is exactly what these victims are alleging. If you're interested in, and again, this doesn't even get into the nursing home scandal, the Albany District Account, DA rather, a gentleman by the name of DA Andy Soares, he said that Cuomo is in fact under a criminal investigation. Said based on this report, is any of the behavior described? He was asked the question and attributed to the governor considered criminal. He said, well, the allegations early on certainly led myself and other prosecutors with concurring jurisdiction to believe that criminal activity, in fact, had taken place, that we'll conduct our own independent investigation. He's asking for any of the women involved to come forward. Apparently, as of right now, they have not. Cuomo's nemesis, Comrade de Blasio, says he should be prosecuted. But, you know, these are two people that hate each other, but it's not insignificant. Manhattan and Westchester prosecutors are launching their criminal probes, as well as the Albany prosecutor. So this is now moving all across the state. You know, if you look at some of the evidence that is emerging in this case, the Albany DA confirmed that, A, it's a criminal investigation, and they're conducting their own. Other prosecutors are conducting these investigations simultaneously. And these cases are made with cooperation from victims, the DA said. And for any victims out there who are watching this transmission, please reach out to our office and we will conduct our investigation as discreetly as possible. 2-1 now in a poll out, by a Marist poll, rather. New Yorkers now say Cuomo should resign. Cuomo's own lieutenant governor, a female, happened to call him repulsive yesterday. She would be the successor if, in fact, he gets out of office. Democratic governors from surrounding states, Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Wolf, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee declared in their statement, "We are appalled at the findings of the independent investigation by the New York Attorney General, and Governor Cuomo should resign from office. It was extremely creepy, the videos that he was showing yesterday. Oh, I do this to everybody. I do it to men, to women, LGBTQ community, et cetera, et cetera. He's saying all that. And he's like showing montages of him grabbing people's necks and faces and kissing them. You know, it's just creepy to me. By the way, that brings up questions about Joe Biden. Is anyone going to care about Tara Reid now or investigate that now? Is anybody going to look at the creepy videos of Joe Biden? You know, Cuomo responded to Biden's call for him to resign by releasing Biden's grope photos and videos. I mean, it is creepy. One of Tara Reid had alleged that Biden sexually assaulted her. Nobody wanted to pay attention. Lucy Flores alleged in 2019, Biden grasped her shoulders from behind, kissed her on the back of her head without her consent at a campaign event in 2014. And Tara Reid says she was outright assaulted and he pressed her against the wall and reached under her skirt. And I won't tell you what happened from there. Oh, but Chuck Todd over at NBC wants Bill Clinton to convince Cuomo to resign. That's just genius at MSDNC. They got real geniuses on the air there. You look at every single aspect of this, and it was the oddest thing watching the Cuomo montages, because after he showed a montage of him grabbing people's necks and forcibly kissing them, I've had this since I was a kid. I remember, like, you know, my aunts and uncles and, you know, the people that were just too touchy-feely that would grab you, and I'm turning my head as it just, to me, it's creepy. It's invasive. Anyway, New York Post cover today is, it's official, Cuomo is a creep. That's the New York Post front cover headline today. They went into all the details of, you know, how Cuomo touched victims' intimate parts, body parts, frequently unwanted hugs and kisses. It's 11 people. You know, we always say, don't rush to judgment. We believe in due process, presumption of innocence. You know, if the number's 1, 2, 3, how do you get to 11 without seeing a pattern of really, really creepy behavior? People talking about the culture of harassing. I mean, it's all out there. The stories are compelling. The evidence is interesting. And that is, you know, the singing part was a little weird, too, when he's serenading one of the women that are making the allegations. The picture that went viral of him grabbing the neck and kissing a young woman at a Christmas party in a bar, that was well known. Now we're hearing about people that stayed anonymous in this process, and some of those details are awful, too. And, you know, I would assume that this now really will take on a criminal aspect to it. And we'll wait, watch, wonder, and see. And then we'll say, okay, does that apply to, you know, these other Democrats? I would tend to imagine no, never. Seems like Joe Biden's protection program is as strong as it's ever been. Anyway, the Washington Post even said the most abominable allegation yet is what he did to this trooper, describing the behavior towards her after she joined, you know, his force, flirtatious, creepy, allegedly asked me why she didn't wear a dress while serving with him. A comment that a senior officer, the detail commander, later said stays in the truck, meaning be quiet, which was inappropriate in itself. At another point, warning her against getting married, Cuomo, because your sex drive goes down. On at least three occasions, each corroborated contemporaneously, Cuomo alleged that he touched the trooper, allegedly touched the trooper inappropriately. And once when she was escorting him in an elevator, according to people, at another point, Cuomo allegedly asked the trooper if he could kiss her, catching her off guard. Apparently, she acquiesced after discussing the incident with a colleague. The colleague recommended that she next time say that she's sick. I mean, why is there next time? Why doesn't somebody go in and say, no, that's not allowed? But you know, it's tough. What do you do when your job's on the line? And that's the problem. That's the position of power issue that comes into play with people. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We're watching very closely. There was a Republican primary. The Trump-backed candidate defeated all comers. Nina Turner, a former Ohio state lawmaker, co-chaired Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential run, lost her bid badly, crashed and burned. And supporters included Sanders and the real Speaker of the House, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Apparently, in the 15th district, the top vote getters were Mike Carey. And by the way, Carey had the support of President Trump and did the best of all the candidates there. But if you listen to the media, Trump's endorsements don't matter. Yeah, they matter.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.